What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from undercover tourists. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from undercover tourist and authorized seller and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with undercover tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Grand Hotel. It's a new show coming soon from ABC. We'll talk more about Grand Hotel later in the show, but make sure to check out this sexy summer drama premiering next Monday, June 17th, after The Bachelorette on ABC. I've seen the pilot. It's super fun.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good.
Okay. It doesn't feel so good. It feels so good.
When you accept this rose into your world. When you accept this rose into your world.
Welcome to this week's episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marine. I'm coming to you from my Airbnb in Atlanta. So excited to talk about this week's episode. I also wanted to let you guys know in advance, you know my loyalty to this podcast. Nothing can stop me from doing this podcast. I mean, literally, inappropriate things can happen, and I will still force people to do the podcast.
That's true.
I mean, that is like, as evidence, I've had to make that split decision twice, and I've erred on the side of the podcast, which may or may not be the classy thing to do. But so next week's episode is going to go up Thursday night, and I'm just telling you in advance so you don't go, oh, where's the podcast? It's our last day of shooting the finale Tuesday night, so I'll be shooting all day Tuesday, and then I fly home Wednesday. So Thursday, we're going to record it and put it up. So just so you know in advance, I haven't bailed on you, my bunnies. You're my best friends. You're my only friend. So that's what's happening. So let's get right to it. Our next guest, I love so much. He's been in Europe, so we haven't had him on this season.
Yes.
I really feel very connected to this person. Let's give him a proper intro.
Meow, meow.
Robbie's on a vacation far away.
Meow,
come around.
It's a new song.
Meow, meow. So many things I want to say. You know I like my Bachelor of the Year a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow. I don't want to lose your love. Rob Benedict tonight.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. I like my bachelor's a little bit older.
Oh my god, I don't even remember what it sounds like, so I have to hear it. I'll have to hear it again.
It's the meow one.
Yeah, who's doing the cat noises?
That's my Oh my God, that's right. That was my friend Avery. That's my friend Avery.
Oh my God, that's so
funny. I don't even know how we thought of that. Like, it just happened.
That's hilarious.
That was, like, all of a sudden there's meows everywhere.
I love I've got like a new season, a new song.
We don't fuck around on this podcast. Look, Rob,
no, you don't.
I don't have any hobbies except for this. Like, I have,
that's right.
I'm a creative person who needs an outlet, and it all goes into this podcast. You've seen my house. I have 14 lamps coming from my dining room. That's what
to match your 14, they match your 14 caps.
I have my 14 caps, I have my 14 lamps. I'm like, I need, clearly I need something to channel this madness. Rob, well, how have you been? I missed you.
I've missed you too. I can't believe this is my first podcast of the season.
Oh my God.
I spent all last week catching up.
Oh my God.
I hadn't seen it at all.
Think?
Oh my God. I'm loving it.
I think too. I love it.
She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and I love that about her.
She's so horny.
But she's got like last night, she wised up. I felt like she was very, very wise last night, and but she just is going to make out with anybody.
I love it. She's like, I feel like she's been given permission as like this good Southern pageant girl.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's the first bachelorette we've seen eat. You know, she actually ate the haggis. She's like.
And drink.
Like eats and drinks and makes out. She takes
a sick day.
She takes a sick day because she's like, I feel like she has appetites and like.
Yeah.
And I think it was like all suppressed before. So she would short circuit and then Hannah Beast would come out. But now she doesn't need to be Hannah Beast because she can just like be free.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's so much better than I thought she was going to be. Just like exponentially better.
She's a fun bachelorette. Hi, Katie.
I like her so much. I genuinely like her. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, you're actually fun. Like, she was so fun on this episode.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And how she's just like, fuck y'all. I'm not taking any of your shit for the most part.
Our sweet rookie of the year, Debbie. And you know, that's who I've been hanging with in Atlanta. And she is just she's loving her as a bachelorette. Loving her.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, she's cool. I can't wait till you meet her and you bring her on our show.
That's how I feel. Oh, so apparently, I don't know if this is true or not. So the guy that Insatiable, like that the lead man is based on, there's a real guy named Bill Alverson who was a real life lawyer / pageant coach. And apparently he used to coach her, maybe. It was either her or the other Hannah. He coached one of the Hannahs. But I think the word on the street is like he really like I don't know if he's done pageants with her. I don't know if he coached her, but like he's been around her and he may have coached her, but he really liked her.
Great.
She seems really nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thinking back to what happened with her and
Kaylin.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like everyone like thought she was the crazy one. It's like, no, she was like the nice one.
Yeah. Yeah. She's great.
You know?
And the way she was talking about it last night, she understood what that was.
Yeah.
I will say I was texting last night. I don't want to brag, but with my friend Lance Bass, and he's not liking her. He doesn't like her.
What?
Yeah. We'll have to have him on. Maybe we'll have him on next week with you and
I'm
Rob.
So curious why.
He doesn't like her.
I want to talk.
He thinks that ABC's made her nice, but he doesn't buy it.
Well, you know what? I was just saying to Rob before we started recording, you know that producer Elon left the show?
Yeah.
I heard that it's like a lot different and they kind of just let them be a lot more free and it's like not as strict or something. So like I'm wondering if that has something to do with it.
Yeah, Katie and I were talking about, I thought it was really interesting that the little behind the scenes when she's like, will someone go tell him like how to have emotions?
Oh my God. I was like, are those hikers? What's happening? And I'm like, oh my God.
At first I was like, who are they? And then I saw the walkies.
I was like, the walkies, they literally look like hikers. And then I was like, oh my God, we're watching Unreal right now. That's like Shiri Appleby. Yeah. This is exciting.
Yeah, totally Shiri Appleby. But I thought it was interesting that they were like, sometimes it takes time.
I know.
And they were so forcing it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. And they were like trying to make her keep it. Like, it takes time, like, because they didn't want her to come. Okay, let's start at the beginning. We're in Newport. Okay. We're at the Luke P. Like, the fight is happening.
Battle.
Dustin is very frustrated. And Chris Harrison comes in. Again, he gives it. They're clearly, like, their ABC's narrative is she's a tough cookie who means business. She's like a TNT show, like a Holly Hunter, you know, like she don't get pushed around. And so then she pulls the two Lukes aside. She's like, let's talk. And then she, like a school teacher, she was like, Lucas, what do you have to say? And she's like, not to me, to him. And it was just,
And then she got up and walked away.
I heard face, though, when they were fighting, she just looked like she wanted to blow her fucking brains out. Yeah. Like, she was just like, please, what is happening?
Somebody tweeted to us, like, you knew during the fight that she was like, why didn't I just let Kaylin become the bachelorette? Like, this is...
Why did I say yes to this?
It felt like... But she's also the one who's just not listening. Everyone is like... She actually, I think, has... I mean, it's not my type of a guy, but I think they're all really nice guys, and they're all like, Luke P. sucks. Like, they all have each other's back, and they're like, I feel like they have morals, the guys that are there.
Yeah.
And
Luke S. kind of turned into kind of a weenie, I thought, during the course of it. He kind of unraveled a bit too much.
I actually thought he handled himself pretty well. Like, he did kind of, like, he should have just been like, dude, I'm not even going to bother with you. There's no reasoning with you. But I thought he kind of, like, was, I thought he didn't lose his temper. He spoke pretty eloquently about how he was feeling. Like, I thought he did okay.
He was just clearly really mad and really couldn't get annoyed, past that. Yeah.
I mean, because it's infuriating when you're basically talking to a sociopath who has no account, who has shark eyes, and somebody else tweeted at us, he doesn't blink. I've never seen him blink.
No.
Have you?
No, and he just has this look on his face, like he's almost like, trying to process what's being said.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
It's weird.
He always looks like he's in a blackout rage.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anything. I don't know. I don't know if it's like maybe a mentally unstable person who's maybe like roidy. I don't know. It feels like roidy, right? Like,
it probably is. It's got to be. I mean, that body.
That's how Chad was. Chad was really like extra alpha, that extra level of danger that's more than just being a hothead.
Yep.
Yeah. He doesn't know. He really just doesn't know how to talk at all. And he just repeats what she says.
I honestly think, like, again, I actually was like, oh my God, that's actually like, oh, he's a pathological liar. Like, throughout the night, and the guys who are actually pretty level, like, he does keep, he contradicts himself. There's no accountability. She even kept saying, like, you don't man up or own up to anything.
No, he just kept reminding me of Trump the whole time. Right. Yeah. I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, and just so narcissistic to, like, after the other Luke leaves and he stays, and then he's like, can I make a toast? It's like, no, just shut up.
Okay, so he's going lie after lie. They're sitting there awkwardly in the sitting room, which she goes off to fume. And then he was like, look, I didn't have any business saying anything. He's like, but you did say something. Yeah. And then he says, then how about when you need me in the head? And then he changed his story. He was like, I was trying to step over you. And then Luke S. goes, you're so full of shit. It's coming right out of your ears. And then her savior, Chris Harrison, walks in. It's like, night's over, everybody. We're going.
I know.
We're going.
Chris got real strict.
He is. I mean, I feel like he has less and less to do, which he's happy about. So he really sticks his landing.
He really does. He really does. And then, so he comes in, he's all strict. And then when Luke, other Luke pulls her aside, right?
Yeah.
And did he actually ever say, like, and I'm leaving?
No. I wonder if that was just an edit, though, because we're like, wait, what's going on?
He never said it. He never, they must have edited it out because they never said it. I was so confused.
He was like, you need to. You need to keep your eyes open. You need to be wary. And then, because it was, it's in one of those old Newport mansions. I'm so sorry. Can you guys hear that, like, lawnmower outside? Is that awful?
No.
Okay, great.
No.
Okay, great. So it's like a weed whacker. It's like right outside.
You don't hear anything. No worries.
Okay, great.
I assumed it was you.
That's me. You know what? I got my side hustle, and I'm outside, and I'm doing this.
Grooming.
I'm grooming. I need a tidy Airbnb, fuckers. So then he comes in, and he takes a rose away, which meant – she was going to give him a rose.
She was going to give him a rose.
She was going to give him a rose. What did you think of him leaving? I actually felt like he saved face. I think
he saved face.
I supported it. That, like, because he was just going to have to keep. He wasn't going to win. He was going to stoop to his, like rather than lose more dignity if he really is a political consultant or whatever. Like, I think he left with his dignity. And I think it's smart that he left because he was just going to have to keep fighting with this douche.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking as she had them face off, I was like, you're not going to pick either of these guys. They should both just go right now and save us the time. But, you know, I just thought the edit was weird. It felt anticlimactic. She came back in and she's like, yeah, so Luke's gone. I don't want anyone here who doesn't want to be here. But it was so just like, I wish it was a bit more explosive when he was like, so I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
There was drama there that was missed.
It was weird. And then there was like the rose ceremony and there was like five guys in a row that you're like, wait, who? Dylan, Dustin, Devin, Kevin, and Grant. You're like, wait, what? Yeah, that was... Dustin, Devin, Kevin, and Grant? Like,
yeah.
And you didn't give us our baby boy, John Paul Jones, one more week?
I know. He'll be in paradise, though.
Oh, my God.
I know he will.
Of course. Sure. And he's got some future Raven, like whoever the equivalent. Raven's too good for him, but somebody's going to go make out with John Paul Jones. Maybe we'll actually see that he's a delight. He's handsome.
Yeah, no one was more shocked than John Paul Jones.
And he honestly seemed like fun. We didn't get to see enough of him, but they had those deleted scenes, and he seemed like pretty fun.
Fun, yeah.
I wanted more of my baby boy, my waxen baby boy. Why did he have to go?
Yeah, that was a shame. Especially he had so much screen time, and like you said, there were so many guys like. And Freddie.
Who the hell is that? We know what we need to do, guys. We need to do a live show and get John Paul Jones to come on.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the way, though, that guy, oh, man, hold on.
Dylan, Dustin, Devin, Kevin, or Grant?
Yes, Devin is really hot.
Yeah, he's hot.
Because
they
weren't showing him a lot before.
No, he's
before,
super hot.
And all of a sudden, I was like, wait, who's this hot? Is that Devin?
No.
And he's really fucking hot.
I can't even think who that
he's
is.
He's super
right
hot.
I'll
show you the photo.
Yeah, he's hot.
Because they didn't, before this week, they didn't, he's that guy. They didn't show him a lot.
Yeah.
But now that there's less guys, we're seeing him.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
He's got a great smile. No, he's really cute.
He's really cute.
My only thing about him is there's too much product going on in his hair.
I need to look him up again. I need to Google.
Yeah.
Katie, text me a picture.
I'm going to text you a picture. Hold on.
Yeah, he puts too much. There's something in his hair that's like a wax or something.
Oh, my God.
He's got like a surfboard on his head. But yeah, there were a couple of these. When she said Devin, Dustin, or one of those, I was like, oh.
Okay,
wow.
Wait. Katie's texting me right now. Let's see. Oh, yeah, he's so cute. Now,
he's so cute.
I feel like.
And they weren't showing him before this week at all.
I feel like he actually got really badly styled in the ABC Portrait Studio. And that his hair with this weird side wedge doesn't happen quite as aggressive. Like, I feel like they loosen up because they're tired and a little drunk. So, like, by the time they got to Scotland, he's looking a little more, like, scruffy in a good way.
Yeah. Just a little bit less wax.
Yeah, the waxing is not good. Okay. So then she even says, like, she has enough awareness. It's basically like, I want to fuck Luke P, but I know better. Like, she goes, my heart wants Luke P to be here, but my head does not want him. But I just haven't had the time to explore what I need to explore with Luke, which means I want to go fuck Luke, is what she's basically saying.
Yes. Yep. By heart, she means vajayjay.
Yeah, my vagine needs, my snooch needs a little run around the block with Luke P, and then I can set him free. And that's fine. That's fine. But okay. So then here we are. We're in Scotland. And before we go to Scotland, that son of a gun, he always commandeers. He takes over. And the guys just hate him. And he goes, I've got a toast for you all you gentlemen. But mostly,
except really it's just for her.
Mostly for Hannah, to finding your forever. Make good choices. It's like,
it was an insane thing.
To all you gentlemen, and like the guys, these are like nice guys who are like befriending each other. Like they hate him.
I noticed when
and Mike started laughing. Mike just started like chortling at him.
They are friends. Like I noticed when Kevin got chosen. Someone in the background, I think it was Peter Pilot, was like, oh, he looked really excited that Kevin got chosen.
So nice.
Like, he looked like, oh, my friend's going to stay.
Yeah.
Well, we know
and I thought it was
now,
so sweet.
We know now from hanging out with some of these guys that they all like, a lot of the fun for them is like this travel and like the bromance.
Yeah.
That they all like have these like man love things.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come out of it like friends for life.
They really do. Yeah.
Side note.
It's like a war.
Side note, Anna and I are doing another episode. I know people have been asking for it. It's up. It'll be up by the time this episode airs. There will be a new one of Bachelor in Paradise Australia on the Patreon is up. And the next one, episode 4, is when it's the best two ladies, like, so one lady gets like a single date and she asks another woman, and the women have the power at the rose ceremony in paradise, and the guys are all freaking out because if they give their roses to each other, that means five guys are going home.
Whoa.
How good is that?
Great. We got to do that over here.
Wait.
Let's be more open. What's wrong with us?
Yes, please.
What's fun about it is there's no weirdness. Like, it's just people, you know, and so there's one lady is torn between a man, Alex, the Russian Alex, hot Russian Alex, and then a lady named Alex. And, like, nobody is weird. There's one creepy perv guy that's, like, into the idea. Like, he wants to be a part of the two ladies. But, like, nobody else has any, like, they're just cooler about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're going to Scotland. He makes his dumb toast. Mike laughs in his face. They go to the capital of the Highlands, to this beautiful castle that looks like it's right near a lot of power lines. I was like, what a pretty castle. But I'm like, I thought, if I own that castle, I wouldn't really want some helicopter. Like, the above shots make it look like,
I think they're drone shots.
Yeah, they don't. That's my guess. I don't think you want to show how close all those giant power lines are.
Yeah, that castle's actually the DWP Scotland.
I bet you they are, like, in buildings. Like, they're totally. Like, fuck, we just have these buildings lying around. Yeah,
So she says Mary, Queen of Scots, had to deal with a lot of men, but she was beheaded. I just can't.
She's just reading the script.
I mean,
she's making up her facts.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I can't. So the guys had to go in and do their excited squeal in their new hotel and do the bed flop.
Anna!
They did the bed flop. They're hooting at it. And then Deadeye Luke is, he's like, she's making connections and I'm just going to step in and I'm not going to let it happen. He's such a murderer.
He really is. Like, he's just, my friend texted me that she was watching with a friend of hers who's, like, I think she's a psychologist, and she said that he seems like he has narcissistic personality disorder.
Oh. By the way, me even just saying that out loud was like, oh my God, he's going to murder me for hosting this podcast. Look, here's the thing. Be free, Luke. I believe that, you know, maybe you just need to loosen up. I'm just a silly comedian lady. Like, just...
No, Luke, you're fucking crazy. Come after me, bitch. Oh, I don't give a shit.
You know what? Katie has some dogs that can protect her. I just have cats.
Yeah, Bunny will protect me.
Yeah, you know what? Go after Katie.
Look at her over there.
Especially right now. Mittens.
They're both sound asleep right now.
Mittens has opposable thumbs, but she can't do anything to save me. So then,
you could hold Mittens up. She'd be so cute. He'd be like, oh my God, never mind.
She's so cute. Rob, you haven't met my new cat yet.
No.
I got my mom's cat. This cat is the cutest cat.
Oh.
She's the size of a kitten, and she has hands the size of a Harlem Globetrotter. And opposable thumbs. She's insanely cute. She's so cute. Okay. So she comes in and she gives like a crazy toast. It's basically like her trying to shake off Luke P, I think. She was like, I need to reflect on something. From now on, I can open my heart. And so I want us all to be on the same page and focus on the real, trying to be able to just say yes and open our hearts to love. And it was just like, everyone was like, wait, like she gives a lot of bananas speeches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she has time left alone to think, she stews and she comes up with some crazy shit, and she either comes in weeping or smiling. She's a ride. She tells you she's a ride, and she is a ride. And I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a weird way to start their trip to Scotland.
And then Mike.
She seemed like she was snapping.
Mike got chosen on a one-on-one, and he did the Howard Dean yell outside. He did the, God bless Mike. He's so handsome. He's such a gentleman, and he has no game.
No game.
No.
He's so hot and kind, and like, he can't play. He's got to play it a little cooler. Well, he's got to play it
he
a little.
Like a he
nervous.
Was too into it. Like, I was like, dude, like, you know, be a little chill.
Yeah.
He was maybe so nervous. He kept twirling her around, and he was, look, I get nervous too, and I'm sure I do weird things, and he couldn't have been sweeter, but like, he couldn't slow his roll, and he kept, He was so nervous and too openly excited. You want to be a little bit of a chase. You need a little, a little mystery.
But they seemed to have a good date, though. Like, they genuinely, she seemed to have fun, and it seemed to relax her, which I thought was
nice. I mean, there was a lot of drinking, which always helps.
Yeah, and sour candies.
Yeah,
their faces with those candies were so funny.
Candy, that black ball that you can have two a day.
Black death.
Oh, my God.
Black death.
When they went to the bookstore and just, like, sniffed the books and shook and listened to the eggs, it's like...
That was so... I don't know why. I just listened to that.
They sniffed the book. And listen to the egg.
Listen to the egg.
It's like, how about you open the book and...
Dude, I get it. Books smell good.
Books smell good.
I love the smell of books.
I do too. Yeah. It was a good-looking bookstore.
It was, yeah. I said to Anthony, can we go there?
Oh, I have to say, it was a really pretty bookstore. Side note, back at the ranch, we had people, the entire group was like, basically, like, hey, bro, you fucking suck. You smeared Luke S. You're a liar. You don't have any business talking about Luke S. And then he was like, I know. I don't even know the guy. And they're like, well, you better, like, all the guys were like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. What's so weird about it. Like, he keeps changing his story. That's,
yeah.
It's so bizarre. It's like he's got no backbone at all. Like, you know, even earlier when he's talking to her and Luke, and he was like, I just don't think you're right for her, dude. And then like 10 minutes later after she walked away, he's like, you're right. I have no business saying you're not right for her. You know what I mean? He just like keeps changing his story.
He's infuriating.
Yeah.
And he,
so when he just repeats back what people say and like, yeah, he's like, yeah.
And he does what she actually... we'll get there later. But I actually felt like she saw him very clearly of like, you just repeat back and say what you think I want to say. But like,
exactly.
But it's like a psycho automatron. Don't kill me, right. Kill Katie. Don't kill me, kill Katie. Okay. So their other date, they have their whiskey. Is that what it was? Whiskey? Is that?
Yeah.
And scotch.
It looked really good.
She goes, She goes, Southern women are whiskey in a teacup. We're strong on the inside, but we're ornate on the outside. Ornate.
I thought that was really funny.
Ornate. Like,
where did she learn that one?
You know, that was like, I was like
charm school.
I feel like her grandma. I feel like that was passed down. Like I don't know what her last name is. Hannah B. We be women.
Brown.
So then they went and they ate haggis. She's hammered. She's chowing down on the haggis. And the guy was like, got you. It's the intestines of sheep. Like, I wouldn't eat that.
How did they
British.
Not know what that was?
I don't know.
I was like, everyone knows what haggis
They're
is,
really
right?
dumb when it came to Scotland.
I know. You're they so didn't. Dumb about Scotland.
They didn't deserve to be there.
He just kept saying.
I want to go there.
He kept saying, I want to be around you more and more. And then he was just, he had no game.
I think they just don't really have a connection. I think he could have game with the right girl. He has potential.
He's so sweet. But he goes, he knew the exact date that he told his ex that he loved her and she broke his heart.
That was weird.
That was weird.
I didn't like that.
I don't know the date I told him.
The date. I was like, that was weird.
Yeah.
And then he...
Half a decade.
Yeah, that was weird. It's like, ooh, you don't need to... And then somebody tweeted at us that it was, I guess it was Christmas Day. It was like, all right, you can remember that. But like, that's weird. So then he asked her about her past, which I actually like because nobody ever asked anybody anything.
Right.
And
right.
then she says, I've been living my life from man to man and doubting myself. I didn't believe in myself enough. And then he said, it's hard for me to open up. Oh, I sound like a little kid. You make me nervous. I find it very scary. I need a drink. I'm so nervous. Ugh.
Yeah.
And then he started going, help me, help me, help me. Ugh. And then he says, I've only told one woman I loved her. Just so you know, I'm 31 years old. I've been around the world. I'm ready. And I can see myself getting down on one knee with you in a few weeks.
Yeah, that was weird, especially since he can barely talk to her.
I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah. Also, there was a lot of drinking that day.
Yeah.
Like they went to two different pubs.
Yeah.
They did scotch tasting and dinner. He's like, I need a drink. He's like, do you, buddy?
Yeah, do you? Yeah. If you can't even get through one dinner, how are you going to propose to this person that you cannot talk to?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It goes back to the you make me feel like a little kid. That is such. Have you ever said that to a woman, Rob? You make me feel like.
No. No, and I won't.
No.
It won't. No.
No.
No, you just make me feel like a little boy.
You make me feel like, you make me feel like a horny little kid. Like a shit-faced horny little kid.
Who doesn't know what he's doing with women.
Who needs,
like, why do I have a boner all the time?
I'm supposed to feel like a little kid with a boner who's super horny and needs a drink.
Mike, I'm gonna say I love
he's
Mike.
A great guy.
I
thought
he'd be a great bachelor.
And look, that's why he got the rose, because he's a nice guy.
He's great.
I thought of that too. I thought he would be a good bachelor.
He's so smart.
He'd be a great bachelor. They're not gonna pick him. They're not gonna pick him. But he would.
They could.
They could.
They could.
I don't see. They should. But they're not. I don't see it happening. But they should. They should.
They really should.
Okay, so Luke P., meanwhile, back at the ranch, this son of a bitch who will then later deny this, he goes, I just need to get one more one-on-one. I need to find clarity to see if I want to stick around or not. And they're like, you fuckhead. You told her, which is it? You said I'm in love with you, and now you need more clarity? And then on the date with her, he's like, I've loved you from the beginning. It's like, have you? Because earlier today, you said you needed more clarity. Like, which is it, dude?
He's just crazy.
Yeah.
He's just a fucking liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we get to the group date, here's a quick break.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
ABC's sexy summer drama Grand Hotel is your new guilty pleasure. It's a five-star hotel with five-star secrets set along the gorgeous backdrop of Miami Beach. Eva Longoria executive produces this bold and provocative family drama drenched in romance and mystery. A young woman's disappearance during a hurricane unravels a slew of scandals and lies as like Clue for television, except the maid is super sexy. Everyone's Miss Scarlet. It's a contemporary fresh take on upstairs downstairs story as the staff's lives intertwine with the owners of the hotel and nobody is who they seem. Guests bask in luxury, but there are many explosive truths hiding beneath a picture-perfect exterior. With so many twists and turns, you'll be on the edge of your seat every week. It has an all-star cast, including Academy Award nominee Damien Bashir and Rosalind Sanchez. Check into Grand Hotel next Monday, June 17th on ABC. I saw the pilot. It's super fun. I'm going to keep watching. I think you guys would really like it. The cast is super hot. It's super fun. There's drama. There's murder. There's pretty locations. You're like, what's going on? There's affairs. I think you guys will really like it.
Bone Zone.
Let's get in the Bone Zone, guys.
Are you guys okay? Is everybody hydrated? How's everybody doing out there in the world? Thank you for listening. Oh, my God. We got the sweetest email from somebody who did one of the live shows with us. I guess a guy I leaned over and I told him he had a good voice and he should do voiceovers. And he, started doing voiceovers.
Aww.
What? How
you're
sweet
an inspiration.
Is that?
I love it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We appreciate you, listeners. We're rooting for all of you. Life is hard, man, and we want all of you to thrive. So thanks for emailing that in. We appreciate it. Okay, we're back on the group date. Group date, there's a guy. Oh, everybody's in their kilts, and they go up, and they're going to go do a group date. Okay. Highland Games. Out comes Braveheart, and this man, he's a professional battle reenactor. Can we try to do that Scottish accent?
Want me to play it? I can play it through my computer.
You play it. Can I hear it? Will I be able to hear it?
You won't be able to hear it, though.
I can play it because you sent it to me. So why don't I – hold on. Let me pull it up.
Guys, this is Charlie. He is a world-renowned battle reenactor.
Are you ready for this?
Sure, absolutely.
You're going to be learning and participating in one of the most ancient Celtic Highland Games. It's not just about your strength or physical ability. It's about having heart.
Okay, wait, here we go. It's not just about your strength. It's not just about your strength and physical ability. It's about having heart. It's not just about your strength and physical ability. It's about having heart.
You nailed it.
Please,
that is it.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
It's not about your strength. Oh, it's about your ability.
Okay. That's good.
That was good. Wait, I'm going to play. I have it here. Let me hear. Wait, wait,
yeah,
wait.
Absolutely.
And participate in one of the most ancient Celtic Highland games.
You're going to be participating. You're going to be participating.
One of the most ancient Celtic games.
You're going to be participating in one of the most ancient Celtic games. You know what I know the sad thing is? I did a play at the Public, like a mammoth play, and I did a Scottish accent. And
no way.
But I only learned it line by line. I have no retention.
Right.
Okay, wait, I'm going to play one more. I'm going to just hold on 1 second. Wait.
It's not just about your strength or physical ability.
Okay,
it's about having
a boot.
Okay. For this one, wait.
Wait.
You up for this?
Wait.
We're going to start the competition now.
Wait.
The war face!
I want to see a war face.
Are you up for it?
All right, King Katie, you can edit that all down.
What I love...
No, I'm keeping it all.
What I love, Arden, is when you really nail the Scottish accent, your voice goes into like this weird hobbit place.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Like,
all of a sudden, you're like...
No, it's not just about strength and physical ability. It's about Kevin Hart. I booked a part with that accent. How is that possible? And I'm not even exaggerating that this is the best I can do right now. Like, I'm not playing at being bad. I don't know how I booked that part.
I think your accent's...
I understand it. When I was a kid, I watched this movie on HBO when people just first got HBO. Yeah. I'm talking about the 80s kids when I was a kid.
Yeah, great.
And there was a movie called Gregory's Girl. There was a Scottish movie. And whenever I do Scottish accent, I've got to do it like the characters in Gregory's Girl who were all like 12-year-olds.
Let's
so
hear
I have
it.
To go
Let's hear it.
Like, well, who is Gregory's Girl? You are Gregory's Girl. Oh, no, you lie.
You want to know what I do? I do it what like, do I do it like, fat bastard. And so I marry an axe murderer.
Right.
He'll be crying tears in his gigantic pillar tonight. That was a funny movie.
We're nailing it.
That was a
fun.
We're nailing it. So then they do axe throwing. None of the guys hit it except for Hannah in the preview. Hannah is pretty, and then she's got like a real. She was like, "Bow down to your queen."
Yeah,
I loved it. Yeah. I loved it.
That's
the side of her that likes to wax the guy's nipples and like.
Yep.
She's a real dominatrix, I think.
She is.
She likes to win, which is.
Yeah. She is a attractive. Real bow down. You will fucking lick my feet, you piece of shit. Yeah. That is, she is definitely the like dominant one, I think.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep.
And some of the guys are like, all right. And the guys had a blast because Luke P's in there. A lot of people tweeted us that they were like, they figured since there was like a lethal weapon involved in these games that the producers knew they couldn't pick Luke P.
Right.
Could you imagine if Luke P, like he would have thrown an axe.
Oh my God. And the wrestling?
Yeah.
He would have broken someone's back.
He literally would have ripped somebody's balls off because they would have had like no underwear.
Yeah.
And, like,
they would have seen how small his balls are though from all the steroids.
From my steroids.
Yeah.
Don't kill me, kill Katie. Don't kill me, kill Katie.
I like how I made a fucking like I made Arden, you see I made like a hand gesture of shrunken balls
that shrunk back up into the body.
I'm sure it's like they're like he's like hung like a duck internally. They're like they go up into his cavity.
Hashtag hung like a duck.
Hashtag murder me, murder
should that
Katie.
Be the name of the episode?
That should be the name of it.
Please murder Katie.
Yes. Yes.
Please murder Katie.
Please murder Katie.
So then we have back at the ranch, we have Mike and Luke. And Mike, if Mike brought his cool manliness to his dates that he has in his interactions with Luke, he would be the front runner because he is the suavest. He was like, I'm concerned deeply about what you're doing to him, what you're going to tell Hannah. Last night you were questioning. He was like, no, I wasn't. He was like, you've got selective memory. And then he says to the camera, she loves his exterior, but she's going to see his Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, my
God. He's crazy in his Lucy. He was
really
so,
bothered me how was, much.
He kept saying it. He was. I actually.
They all did.
I actually feel like Mike actually came up with it and was so psyched that he came up with it that they couldn't stop saying it.
Yeah, there were like one too many Loch Ness references anyway.
Yeah.
They're like, he's like the Loch Ness Monster of the, you know what I mean? Like everything.
Yeah, and
was
when
just,
they figured out the Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness.
And then the Loch Ness Monster just blew it all open.
I mean, look, I've beat a horse to death with a joke before. Like, I have overdone it. You've all heard me numerous times overdo it. What? And yet, that was bad.
ABC loves that kind of shit, though. They love those, they like, love fucking wordplay, the puns. Like, they do that all the time, I feel like. Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, other times they've done that, and I know it's happened, but I like,
no,
can't think
it.
Of
they
any.
They love it. They love it.
Yeah.
So then they're back at the games. They're actually playing, and Tyler, who is just getting hotter and hotter in my eyes, I need to send you the photos that Lori sent me of him modeling.
They're all on his Instagram.
Oh,
I follow
my
him.
God.
It's amazing.
He's amazing, and apparently he actually.
Which one is he?
Was a football player. Like apparently
he was,
and he never talks about it. Apparently he had a real career.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually played football, and he left because of an injury. He doesn't talk about
Rob,
it all the
time. Rob, he had the date in the lobster boat in my hometown last week.
Oh, right.
In Little Compton, and they didn't.
I know.
No Chiron. Oh, there was no Chiron. They didn't write Little Compton.
I know.
What the fuck?
I know. They should have. I know.
I really felt jipped.
I know.
Okay. So then they're doing it.
That guy, that she made out with on the bed.
He was, we'll get to that. Save it for later. Okay. That was exciting. So then we have, wrestling with no underwear. And she says, it's not the size of your bagpipe. It's how you play it. I'm going to blow all of these Scotsmen. And
of course, I'm watching this with my 12-year-old daughter.
You're like,
So she's actually talking about bagpipes there.
Yeah, you're like, Daddy's got to learn this for work.
exactly.
It's unpaid charity work that he does for the state. It's like his prison sentence. And then there's duty here. We're here for duty to win Hannah's booty. And then Jed won, and they had like a kiss in front of everyone.
I didn't love him taking her down.
I didn't like that either.
I didn't either.
That wasn't sexy.
You know that
he should have at least let her take him down.
I didn't.
That was weird.
I didn't like that either. And also, did you know he was a burlesque dancer in real life?
What?
Yeah, we saw that on someone told us, right?
They tweeted at us. He's part of a male nude review that's PG-13 with Speedos in Nashville.
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
Katie,
Boo.
Show him photos. Show him photos.
I'm looking it up.
Okay. So then Jed won, and he's like, I'm the winner. I'm your lord. I've come to see. I can't even read that. I don't know. They did it. And then she tried to straddle him in her mermaid gown.
Oh, my God. That was, she was just going for it.
She was horny. And I was I loved it. We haven't had this randy of a bachelorette since Caitlyn. And I love it.
Yeah.
Get it, girl. And then she was like, I like being with you, Jed. And he was like, and then he was grabbing her ass,
over. Yeah, he really likes that booty.
He was getting at that ass. And he was like, I like being with you. She was so pissed that her dress was it was a chastity belt dress. She couldn't straddle him. She had to side ride him.
She couldn't hike it up.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
As soon as she went to try to straddle more, in that dress?
I know.
Yeah, we're that's a beaded mermaid dress.
Yeah.
You can't do it in that.
No, it has no. You can barely step away up a step.
Yeah,
up a stair
no,
that,
that's
that dress.
An unforgiving dress.
But she is she's cute. I mean, she does have a nice booty.
Yeah, she's got a great. He was getting at it. She's
getting
got a great. So then her suitor number two. It didn't work. I appreciated the effort. Nerdy.
But I like that she was just like, where do you want me? Like, yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah. On the pic.
Yeah, Peter, I'll get on the table.
Peter brought her into the pool table and awkward. But that dress, again, it's hard to lift somebody up and place them in that dress. You need to be able to also just. Yeah. Yeah.
But I like that she was like, great, do it.
Well, just doing that smooth movement of putting someone on the table is like probably a lot harder than it looks.
Yeah, and low-hanging lamps.
Low-hanging lamps. You need to be in like jeans so you could do the bachelor leg wrap greeting. So if you already have the bachelor leg wrap greeting, so say you're in like a jumpsuit or something, you need like a pant.
Yeah.
So then you get the leg wrap greeting and then you can land, but you're still going to hit your head on the lamps.
And everyone's going to hit their head.
By the way, quick note about Peter Pilot, who I love, of course. Did you notice that there were like three times in this episode where he ran around with his arms out like a plane?
No!
I did notice it and didn't put it together until just now.
He did it like getting off the plane. And then I think he did it twice like in Scotland.
Going into the bar.
Yeah,
going into the pub. He was like,
yeah, and then he did it like when they were like playing outside. He literally like, he ran down like in the like jetway. No. Like a fucking plane. And I was just like, Peter Pilot, I still love you, but what the fuck, dude?
Yeah,
it's too on the nose.
That would be.
It's too on the nose.
That's the kind of thing for me. I'm a fickle enough lady. There's a side to me, like the younger me was fickle enough that if I'd made out with you and you were a pilot, and say we made out once, like
we
kissed on a pool table. And by the way, I empathize with Peter Pilot on the pool table because I feel like I would be the dum-dum that would be like lifted on the pool table and then like awkward going like, wait, what? And like I would hit my head and then be embarrassed. Like I'm the non-smooth one in that situation. But if I'd made out with Peter Pilot and then somebody showed me footage of him running like a plane. I would have ghosted him.
Anthony, by the way, was watching this and he was so mad. He goes, That's so bad for the balancing of the pool table.
Yeah. No.
After reaching
The plane. Running like a plane.
I will go back and rewatch it and take video of because it kept doing it.
I think we need our poster to be a screen grab of him running like a plane.
I'll get it.
Oh my God. And then we have, so they're kissing, blah, blah, blah. He was like, that was hot and sexy. Yeah. And then her hot Tyler, she goes, see what we have over there? And she like went and was like fucking getting at it on a four-poster bed.
With him in a kilt, and I don't think anything under that kilt.
He was hot in the kilt. I am all in on Tyler now. Side note, we also had when she was like jamming with Jed, what's his name, went up the stairs?
Yes.
The one with the broken arm.
That was Kevin.
With the Revolutionary War cast, like Kevin.
Yeah.
And then they like laughed about it downstairs. Like the guys were all friends. The guy was like, upstairs. Like they were cool with it.
Yeah. I was thinking about that when earlier when we were talking about how they all get along. Like that was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When he's like, he could not watch and they laughed about it.
I mean, look.
Yeah, he handled it well.
Because Jed had the same experience when he caught her getting massaged, like, nude with Luke P.
Yeah.
She's getting at it, and I love it.
So horny.
She's so horny.
I can't wait till the point in the show where she says something about, like, I've had sex and I'm good with Jesus.
I can't wait for that.
Yes. Which I always thought it was Jed, or not, sorry, not Jed, Luke yelling at her about that.
I feel like we're not done with him yet.
Well, we saw him praying in the church. He's geared up for murder.
I think we're not done with Jesus found him in the shower again. And he told him to murder some people. Yeah.
Jesus made me do it.
Jesus climbed up in my duck cavity and told me to murder. After I murdered Kennedy, I have to go murder those guys.
Bunny is going to protect me.
Jesus climbed up in my duck
cavity. I am a Jew. He probably hates me.
Could be.
Okay, so wait. So then Garrett pulls her aside. Okay, so meanwhile, back at the ranch, Mike and Luke Pier, they're staring at each other. And then the card gets dropped there for the single date card. And Mike just walked out. He is so great in his dealings with Luke P. Mike, if you're listening to this, we believe in you. Bring that swag to your dates.
Yeah.
Because that's
even
great.
Though it's show's probably already over, but yeah. Yes.
Yes. Or your future dates, bring yes. that guy to the date because you are that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Garrett says to her, I'm officially ready to take the next step. I think that means it's like a proper kiss because last week he just like gave her like a peck like 18 times.
Yeah.
What's happening there? I'm hearing strange
sounds. Sorry, Scout sorry, wait, was drinking water so...
Scout was drinking water really loud.
Just Luke be there like, trying to kill
so
Katie?
So loud. Julie
was like, Katie's getting murdered.
Is Katie alive?
What is Katie's getting strangled, right? As we speak.
I'm like, what is happening?
wait, so say that again.
So Garrett says to her, I'm officially ready to take the next step. And I think that meant that it was like he was ready to like tongue kiss her because last week he was like, mwah. And mwah. But he's like, he's not done. He also has no game. And he was my number one pick for the season.
He's all of our number one pick, and he's done nothing.
Nothing.
But it looks like something. I don't know. It looks like he might be in it more. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. We'll see.
Somebody does something next week. Could be him.
I like that Mike P said, "This is a shit sandwich. Throw it away." That's what he said about Luke P.
Yeah, that was great.
Pretty good. So then all of the guys hate him, and she says, okay, there's no denying the comments and the red flags, but I'm going to go have a picnic with the psychopath near like where they filmed Game of Thrones set.
And how about the little talk they had with him before he left? They're like, keep our names out of your mouth.
Oh, my
that
God.
That was funny. Yeah, do not Garrett, mention us. Be a man and don't mention us.
That was Garrett.
Like
that was Garrett.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was like, no, seriously, be a fucking man. I was like, oh, okay, Garrett. I see you, Garrett.
Yep.
So Luke P, they're having a horrible picnic by the side of the cliff. And
my mom texted me, by the way, being like, I would not be near a cliff with that guy.
I know. It's scary.
You know what? That's like a Dateline episode waiting to happen. Like he's pitched like three of his wives. They've died on picnics.
Yep.
Thank God for those hikers that she.
Oh my gosh, those met. Hikers, those innocent young hikers in the Patagonia. She goes, I want to make sure we're on the same page. Why don't the guys like you? He's like, I did a lot of thinking. I think I know the root of it. I could have handled the whole sideline thing better, but they had no business saying it. And I ask guys like Mike, Dylan, and Devin, but I'm never going to quit. I'm looking for the better me. And then she goes, I'm looking for a better man, and I want man that people are drawn to. Like, I want somebody whose what's inside is appealing. And he goes, everyone loves me. She was like, ugh, gross. Oh, that's boastful. She's like, how does this affect you? How does this make you feel? And then she was like, I just want to know anything about you. Like, do you like macaroni and cheese or spaghetti?
I know.
And then she goes, I want you to give me clarity. How does it make you feel? And she's like, give me a second. And she's like, no. And then she found the hikers. There's no feelings. Like, it was amazing. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get past him. Like, can somebody talk to him about what it means when I say, how do you feel? And they go, I think he just needs time. You need to say that. You need to talk to him. Guys.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She was basically, she keeps trying to make him not be a psychopath, but he is. Yeah.
She's trying so hard. Yeah. She wants his dick so bad.
Yeah that's right. The thing. Like, too hard. She's giving him too many chances. She even said, I've let other guys go for less than this.
Yeah. Everybody. Right? Everybody. Yeah.
So it bummed me out that they, and it seemed like the hikers / producers really kind of wanted her to keep him at least till dinner.
Yeah,
because like she could have let him go right there, just knocked him on down the hill.
Yeah,
gone. Bye, dude. And what if that's what they did? Peace out. No rose for you.
They kept saying. She kept saying, "I need the real. Let's go look at the castle." It felt like a 2-on-1, except for it was just with himself.
Yes.
It really reminded me of like a mom being annoyed with her kids on vacation, being like, let's just go look at this fucking castle already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to enjoy this fucking castle. Like, I remember like. So, like, I remember, like, being in England with my family and my sister and I fighting, and my dad just being like, we're going to enjoy this fucking castle. Yeah. Get in here right now. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just had a flashback of, like, I had a horrible boyfriend. I remember just being like, if I could be here with anybody but you. Like, just look at this beautiful view, and why am I here with you?
Yeah.
And I paid for the whole thing. Oh, yeah. My God. And then so
and I was thinking, like, if she winds up with this guy, which she won't clearly, but like
she might.
You're not going to have other. You're going to have producers to run off and like talk to real quick, and you know what I mean. Like,
I don't think we've seen the last of him. I really don't.
No, absolutely not.
I think Debbie texted me this morning that she thinks he's going to make it to hometowns. Can you imagine?
Shut up. You know
he yells at his mom. You know he's like, "Damn it, Sharon! I told you to bleach my jeans." Like.
I mean, because you know he yells.
You know he lives with his mom and yells at her.
But he's not going to take no for an answer.
Do you guys remember from the first episode when you introduced him and he was like, "So I'm a good looking guy."
Yeah,
that was my first red flag.
He was like, "I think I'm good looking." He goes, yeah. "I think I'm a good." Oh no, he said, "I think I'm a good looking guy," and the women at my college thought so too.
Yeah. Yeah, and he said I was a real player, and then he decided
Jesus in the shower.
Yeah.
Probably because he took so many steroids, he couldn't come anymore. Right. And then he's like...
Don't
hashtag
kill me.
Duck balls.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me. Kill me. I didn't say that. That wasn't the fucking... The Hobbit. The Hobbit voice. Okay. Uh-huh. So, Hannah, they go on their dinner date, and she was like, "Today did not go well." And he goes, "I just think I'm in thin ice with you." I haven't heard the phrase thin ice since I was a kid.
No, the way he said that, actually, he was like, "Sometimes I just feel like around you, like I'm on thin ice."
Thin
like, he
ice.
Was like almost blaming her, though, which really fucking pissed me off.
He kept blaming.
No, bitch, this is all you.
I haven't heard. My mom used to be like, "You guys are on thin ice." Like, I haven't been on thin ice with anybody since I was like 9. Were you ever on thin ice? I mean, I deserved it. When I was on thin ice, I deserved to be on thin ice. I could be.
I always feel like I'm on thin ice.
I mean, I'm on thin ice with you. Oh, thin ice.
For me, it's PTSD because I fell through ice one time.
Oh my! I imagine just on thin ice.
So I always feel like I'm on thin ice.
Always on thin ice. And then she says, "I do have worries about you, quite honestly. I understand where that comes from." She's like, "I want a real man, a man that can own up to his faults." She was like, "I'm just trying to be perfect. It's hard for me." Basically, he's playing the part of Hannah on her season. Like,
yes,
but she was also, but Luke S was really her when he's like, "Kaylin is telling you lies. Can't you? Why can't you? Why are you believing her? These are lies." And he's like, "But I just want to fuck Kaylin, you know, and this is, but I just want Luke P, not you, Luke S. I'm trying to be hard as perfect. I felt like I only had the real you at the beginning, but not now," which I got mad at. And then she was like, no, say it. At least that's real. And then she was like, "I had to deal with a lot of crap, Kaylin, and I did not handle it well. Holy crap. I did this all, but I'm mad at myself." And he goes, "I've loved every single thing about you." And she was like, "What the fuck? This is weird." And he goes, "It's hard watching you with other guys slipping through my fingers."
Yeah.
And then she said the thing about, "I liked it. I actually liked it when you got mad at the football game or the rugby match.
Because at least you showed emotion." Yeah.
I was like, "That's really fucked up that you like that."
Yeah, I didn't like that either. Everything he says is like very possessive. Like, "I feel you slipping through my fingers with other guys."
Yeah,
and like
the
whole like just him being like, "I see other guys talking to my," like, it's all very possessive. Like, he seems really abusive.
And then
he just looks straight up abusive.
And then he doesn't blink and he's clenching his fists. And then she says, "Sometimes I'm on my knees at church and sometimes I'm a devilish bitch."
Yeah. Jeez. Cut to him on his knees at church. Yeah. I thought that was a weird.
Yep.
Praying
to God to be a better person, I guess. I don't know.
And then he goes, "Do you feel like we've had enough time?" And it's like, you've had just as much time as anybody else.
I loved that. I was like, good for you.
Absolutely.
I gave you the time. Today did not feel good. I don't know how I feel about you. This is not what I'd hoped for. I was always excited to see you, good or bad. But today was the worst date so far. I want to know who you are, and I don't. There are no roads to lead to what I really want with you. And he was like, "I can't." And she said, "Luke, I can't give you this rose." And then...
And the look on his face when she said, yes. You know that he thought she was going to be like, so I'm going to give this to you, but I really need
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
But then and she just said... I can't. The look in his face was like murder. Like he's murder. Like, I'm going to murder Katie.
I'm going to murder. Jesus just crawled into my cavity to wait to murder Katie.
Oh my God. No,
I can't wait to murder Katie. And I hope that dog drinking from the bowl is quiet or is noisy and covers up the sounds. And then we see him praying and saying, it's my fault. I hope she forgives me. I fear we've not seen the last of Lucas.
Oh, God.
Debbie thinks he's going to hometowns.
I mean, no way.
I feel like he's not gone because I feel like he's going to like be like, hey, I prayed and I saw the error of my ways yeah. or whatever. And like he's going to come back and I don't fucking know. I don't think
not.
He's gone. And I think it's partially because of the producers and I think it's partially because like she wants his dick so bad
yeah, yeah.
for some unknown reason because it's not going to work, girl. Come on.
Yeah.
But like.
Or it's going to be one of those things like what's his name who came back, the Whistler. Chad.
Oh, yeah, who, like, yeah, came, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He came back. Knocking on the door.
Yeah, but it didn't amount to
Jordan
anything.
Jordan Rogers looks like, oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Oh, my God. Was Chad in JoJo's season? That's so...
Yeah.
Life
yeah, because I remember, like, seeing Jordan Rogers looking like he was going to shit his pants.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Oh, my God. Life's not all blueberries and paper planes, you guys. will you guys do Tweet of the Week with me?
Yes. Of course.
Wait, so let me ask you this. Who do you think is going to win right now? Right now it's feeling like Jed, right?
Ugh. No, I think Peter Pilot.
Who do you think is going to win, Rob?
Peter Pilot or Tyler?
I like Peter Pilot. I think, is Tyler the songwriter?
No, Jed is the songwriter.
I think Jed has a good shot at it.
I do too.
I don't love him,
basic.
But I think he's got a good shot at it.
And
I know.
His songs are not good. I listen to them on Spotify.
And tell me what you texted
me. Oh, so... Well, my friend Mark Finn texted me being like, you need to listen to these songs because they're fucking nuts. And so I listened. By the way, like, they're all, like, weird. They're, like,
like joke songs?
No, the one's, like, almost, like, reggae.
Oh, boy.
And
oh, boy.
One's, like, and the other two sound like something you would hear on The Bachelorette, which is funny because then I looked at related artists and guess who's in there? Tennille Arts.
Oh, my God. And so emailed us saying that they played like the Canadian national anthem at a game yeah. last week.
Tennille Arts sang at the Canadian national anthem at the NBA finals the other night.
Guys, there's
really?
So yes. much excitement happening.
Wait, I've been watching those games. I guess I don't watch.
Right,
the,
so at the
I don't,
beginning
I actually don't know if they're
of the game.
I'm not watching it.
The game the night before last.
Yeah, oh.
She did like a Canadian. No, it was the last. It was the game. Before
it
that
it was
one.
In Toronto.
It was
though?
Last. It was no. It was in Golden State.
Oh, so it was 2 games ago. Yeah.
Yeah, it was 2 games ago, and she, yeah, and she sang it.
That's so funny. I don't. I probably just. I don't watch the beginnings.
Tennille
to be honest.
Fucking Arts.
That's hilarious.
I'm so sorry, Canada. You got boned.
Yeah.
All right. Tweet. There were so many good tweets that I think there's like 7 that I've narrowed it down to. So then we have to pick it down to 2. Here we go. I couldn't pick. There were too many. Here we go. Number 1, Sham Sham at Sham Sham 213. Rest in peace, John Paul Jones. Now get back home and lower a basket of lotion to the senator's daughter before Clarice finds her.
I like that.
Okay, number 2. Sham Sham at Sham Sham 213. Wait, if Devin's in Scotland, who's repping all of the non-union foot models in Sherman Oaks right now? He's a talent manager. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Jenny Hunt at Venezuela. I was really hoping for a chyron on the bottom of the screen that said Mick Tennille O Arts on the bottom of the screen of the Okay. Jenny Hunt at Venezuela. Wait, I don't get to see John Paul Jones playing these games in a kilt, and I'm feeling deprived. R.I.P. JPJ, rest in paradise.
That's great.
We'll see him there.
R.I.P. Paradise is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Okay,
rest in paradise.
Emily Asbury at Emily Asbury. Hard cut from the at Luke Ness monster to a literal blurred out asshole.
that. I love that.
Oh my God.
That was good.
That's hilarious.
Oh, let's see. Okay. Okay, Rebecca Feeney at Feeney. I can't shake the feeling that Luke P can pounce through the TV and strangle me if I look at his dilated eyes too directly.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh. That's like something you wrote yourself, Arden.
Yes, exactly. Okay, Rebecca Feeney at Feeney. Oh, this is a good one. Big ass douche canoe sounds like the porno Luke P starred in right before Jesus spoke to him in the shower. Does Devin the talent agent know something we don't? Big ass douche canoe.
That's because he said that last night. He called him big ass douche canoe.
Okay, last two. Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Peter, stop trying to do things you saw on Cinemax as a teen. Those scenes were edited. In real life, it's awkward and not sexy. And then Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Hannah is about to make Jed... Okay, Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Hannah is about to make Jed lord of her landing strip.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to narrow it down to these two. It's going to be, okay, here we go. These two. It's going to be this one. Jenny.
You have to have blurred out asshole.
Okay, Jenny Hunt. I don't get to see John Paul Jones playing these games in a kilt, and I'm feeling deprived. RIP, JPJ. Rest in paradise. And... Emily Asbury at Emily Asbury, hard cut from the Luke Ness monster to a literal blurred ass.
I like that one.
I gotta do that one.
I like that one.
I do too. It's so good. It's such a good one. I love it. Rob, where can people find you? What do you have to promote?
I'm on Instagram at R.O. Benedict. I'm on Twitter at R.O.B. Benedict. And you could find me on Supernatural. I was at the end of last season. There was a cliffhanger. And stay tuned for this last season. It's going to be our final season of Supernatural. And and Chuck is going to be back. That's all I can say.
Oh, my God. Okay. I have... by the way, we appreciate you liking us on iTunes. We appreciate you liking us on Facebook. Here's two of our new, here's three of our new reviews. 5 stars, feminist rule. Thank you, Kristen 0831. Where else can you get bachelor recaps, feminist viewpoints, and grief support in one podcast?
Aww.
So true. 5 stars, KDiz81. What isn't there to love, especially the songs and Padgett? Meow, meow. 5 stars, chill725. The songs are amazing. Learned how to leave a review on here just to say that I love the songs and get so excited when new guests arrive and we get fun new tunes. Keep up all the wonderful work. Thank you so much. I will be on the new season of Insatiable that'll be coming up this fall, and I'm writing a book that will be coming out in 2020, tentatively titled Straight Outta Little Compton. Oh. And I'm Instagram at Arta Marine and Twitter, etc. Katie, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram, KT_money.
Yes.
And also, I want to say to people, as always, adopt, don't shop.
Yes.
And right now, all of the LA shelters are super full, and they're about to get fuller because it's 4th of July and there's incessant fireworks here.
Yes.
So if you can foster a dog, it helps save lives. So please, you know, look into fostering from any of the 6 LA County shelters.
And if I didn't have 4 cats, I would go do that myself. But maybe.
Yes, that's a lot of cats.
But maybe you too can get 4 cats, and that makes my household have 88 thumbs.
Does it really? Wait, I can't do math.
Mittens has 2 extra thumbs per hand. There's a thumb inside the extra thumb.
It's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Some people are freaked out by it, and some people love it.
I would hold her paw all the time.
Rob, will you join us next Thursday if I can capture Lance Bass?
Yes, please.
Okay, great. Thank you for joining us. Don't hang up. I miss you all. Thanks for doing the podcast. We'll be back. It'll be late. It'll be next Thursday, probably in the evening. So just watch out for it. Bye.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.